Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I always go back to the Hebrews, even in the last set of podcasts, I went back to Hebrews 11:6, where it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him." But then the next part of that same verse is, "For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him."
There's the answer, right there. And to diligently seek Him is to listen.
Well, you have to, number one, you have to believe that He's good, that He is going to be the rewarder that He promises He's going to be. You have to believe His character is good. You have to believe that He is who He says He is. Mm-hmm. Because if He's not who He says He is, why would I believe Him?
So that's the first work. What you've given is...
You have to believe that He's good, that He's a rewarder. And then you have to believe that He's faithful, that if you do seek Him, He will give you the answer.
I was so alone and learned it so early that He speaks, that I can't imagine people not believing He will speak. But you go to Him assuming that He will speak. Because He spoke to Adam and Eve, the murderer, the snake, the sinner. He spoke to everything, everybody. He will speak. He's a speaking God. His name is a self-revealing God. So, you've given the foundation, okay? And the way you seek Him is to listen, to ask Him a question, and then wait for Him to answer.
That's the big work, is to wait. Mm-hmm. Because everybody wants it now. Give me the answer now. I don't want to wait for you to tell me. Like you're 2 weeks waiting for that one person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm writing about this. I've seen this over and over again in the Old Testament, and it always is so simple that it's shocking. The reason that Israel completely failed was because they did not listen to God. It's not complicated. It's very clearly stated. The Lord writes, the Holy Spirit writes in several places, "When they ask you what happened, tell them Israel would not listen to me." The Old Testament is essentially a foundation of about listening. The prophets were those who listened, and they told the people what they heard, and then God would convey it through their word. So it's all about listening. And, okay, if the just shall live by faith, then they have to live by listening to get the faith. But that completely goes against our inborn Adamic nature. Because the problem in the garden was that they didn't listen, John. This very simple there. It's so simple. God spoke very clearly. They understood.
They were hearing.
Yes, they were. He was walking with them and He said, "Don't eat of this tree. Eat everything else in this paradise, but not this one tree in the center of the garden."
It wasn't God's fault. He was speaking.
He was speaking. Absolutely. And Adam didn't listen to God. First Eve didn't listen to God. She listened to the serpent. And she didn't take what the serpent said back to God and listen to God about what the serpent said. She went to Adam and talked to him, and Adam listened to Eve and didn't go back to God and check out what Eve had said to see if that was right or not. So then they had children who don't hear. And to not hear is to know what God wants and say no to it. So we were born with a nature that is innately, primally deaf to God. And so it takes something radical to cause us to hear. The Holy Spirit comes and He gives us what is unmistakably His view, and that's called repentance. And then you can begin to hear God and be born again. But it takes a radical interference from God to cause someone to even hear what He how he views things and how he sees you and what he wants to give you. The problem I've known is there, if people don't ask questions, you can know they're not listening. If people don't quote the word, the scriptures, you can know they're not listening. And it's true every time. If there's no question, there's no answer. And if people think they know already what who God is and what he wants and who they are to be and how to do it, then there's no hope. That God has to create a need to hear. And a need of some kind, that the only answer is to hear God. And so that's what you can pray for somebody that always answers, I know. Or there's something even worse than that. I know, but I know more.
And I know better.
And I know better. Oh, that is dangerous. Because we have the propensity in our human nature, not in our new nature, but in our old man, we have the propensity to make up the answer ourselves and be absolutely convinced that that is the answer. There has to remain, or there has to be, a mystery to everything that only God can answer. That's what life is. Life is a complete mystery that only God can answer. And if we think it isn't a mystery, then we are dead in the water, because we will not have faith. We will operate by logic.
And pride.
And pride, yeah.
That's and presumption, yeah. That's it.
So to hear him, though, is absolutely fascinating. Because he's usually going to give us something we would not apply, not dream of, not remember, and not consider.
The problem is that when you go off and you're living like that, you're missing the actual adventure. And it's such a, it's an amazing adventure. It's a joy. It makes life filled with wonder when you're literally living, dependent and, inquiring. You know, that whole train of thought, like living like a child, is beautiful. And then you're able to discover and find great, great, wonderful, exciting adventures with him. And when I go in stiff and staid and rigid, thinking I know, I rob myself of joy. I rob myself of relationship. I rob myself of the wonder. But it's the pride that would say that I could do it. And the child is not in pride. The child goes literally in wonder.
And the wonderful thing is he'll reduce us to a child if we have any cooperation with him at all, because it takes a child. You know why? Because to hear God, you have to live in bewilderment. A child lives in happy bewilderment.
And bewilderment to someone who's in control is totally unacceptable. And it's frightening. And it's dreadful. But
that's to the adult. It is dreadful to the adult that must have control. It's already all about control, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was really the temptation of the serpent. You be in control by your knowledge.
You control your circumstances. You control God and you control man.
Mm-hmm. By your thinking. And then Satan gives you the thoughts that encourage you to do that, to give up control and listen. So I want to lay out a clear path. Can we go back and lay out the clear path?
Absolutely.
You said it with the scripture. Those who come to God must believe that he exists, and he is a rewarder of those that seek him.
Which means he's good, because you're a rewarder, you're good.
Right, okay. So that's the first thing. And then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the spoken word of God. So,
because you've diligently sought him, he rewards you with the word.
Right. And to seek him sometimes is to just to be quiet and wait. That is seeking him. That is a wonderful way of seeking him. And it's just being given situations. It was wonderful you put it in the context of an adventure, John. It's absolutely an adventure, because unless you hear him, you're not living a life outside of any human nature. Unless you commit your life to listening, we are to live by listening. Everything is a question to which I have no answer. And God sets it up that way, hoping we will seek him so he can reward us for seeking him, and he can share his brilliant mind with us, and we fall in love with him. That's kind of the cycle. Then we have a promise that we believe and wait for, because we know that it's done. It exists. It's not, therefore faith is a gift, John. Faith is given to you as a gift. It is placed in you. It's not something you work up. It's something you work to receive. You bow and listen and still yourself and quiet yourself and get out of yourself. And so faith is really a gift from his voice. It's terribly exciting.
Faith makes me dependent and reliant on him for relationship. And that's why it pleases him. Because you're totally, completely dependent upon him to speak and to show and to share and to lead you.
And we are called his children. And what are children? Dependent. His father heart is so unfathomable and so huge. He wants children that he can delight in and that delight in him. And to think things through and to reason things out is adult. It doesn't work.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.